HarperCollins presents Counting, Humans, History, and the Infinite Lives of Numbers by Benjamin Wardo. Read by David Thorpe. Introduction. What is counting? What does it mean to count? A woman collects shells, pierces them, threads them one by one onto a leather strip, ties the strip, wears it. People creep into a sacred space deep beneath the earth bearing torches, water, and pigment. At specially chosen places, they mark the walls with hand signs. One finger, two fingers, three fingers. A scribe squats on the ground in the greatest city in the world, marks a slab of clay with symbols that, for him and his people, mean 2, 3, 5, goats, grain sacks. A sophisticated, literate Athenian citizen spends his day exchanging counters, voting tokens, and coins in an elaborate dance that determines the outcome of trials, gains him food to eat, reaffirms his status in the city and the world. A weary Dutch businesswoman pores over a table of symbols in a handwritten ledger, checking, copying, and correcting until the text matches up with reality. A young Korean girl obsessively checks and rechecks her phone to see how many likes her latest vlog post has accumulated. A Tongan woman utters a traditional, special set of counting words as she assembles hundreds of strips of pandanus ready to make a woven mat. A Mayan king, deep in trance, presides as a new monument is dedicated in his capital city, adorned with elaborate symbols representing number, time, and the gods. The story of counting is as wide, deep, and tangled as the story of human culture. It is the story of human attempts to find some order in an unruly world, or, perhaps, to impose on a reluctant world the order that humans find within themselves. Very nearly every culture documented in history has counted in one way or another, usually in several. The huge array of different ways people count, and of reasons why they do so, reflect their different preferences and preoccupations, their ways of thinking and being. Counting underpins a vast range of activities, from census taking and food management to assessing your popularity or tracking appointments and anniversaries. It leaves traces in the archaeological record across tens of thousands of years, starting long before cities, agriculture, or writing. It stands at the root of science and technology, and it has often been suggested that if humans make contact with species on other planets, one of the first things to talk about with them, perhaps even the subject with which to learn to talk in the first place, will be counting. But what is it? Counting can seem like an unruly grab bag of almost totally unrelated actions, a label covering a huge set of very different cultural practices. The range of different activities called counting seems too wide for comfort, and at least superficially, it is not clear what they all have in common, or even whether they have anything in common at all. Almost any definition of counting is problematic, but one of the best is attributed to the 17th century German philosopher Gottfried Leibniz. It says that counting is repeated attention. Counting is what happens when you think this, 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 and have some way of keeping track. The means of keeping track might be a set of words or a set of symbols. It might be a set of tally marks or a set of beads on a string. There are several other possibilities. But if you are paying repeated attention to objects or events and you have some way of keeping track of that process, then you are counting. It is in the different ways of keeping track, in fact, that much of the enormous...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?